What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, and welcome back to Guild Fellows. We are here with your favorite swashbuckling adventurers. Sinead has just become the captain of a ship, which has a really cool name. Named after Death, which is, we'll see how telling that is in the future. Everybody has met some...
Ominous. I'm in danger.
Literally,
would you guys like some fun Irish death goddess facts?
I would love that. Yeah, we interrupt this broadcast for fun Irish death goddess facts.
The Morrigan allegedly, from what we can understand from like the texts that we have about like Irish mythology pre like Christian like influence, but the Morrigan would like take the form of a raven and like consume dead bodies that were left on the battlefield as kind of like a chooser of the slain. Role. She's like similar to the Valkyries in that like she like flies around the battle as a crow and then like selects people to die and then consumes their corpse and takes them to Tyr.
God, I wish that were me.
So
same.
Yeah.
Mood.
Pretty cool figure.
That is awesome. Can we throw like, do we have any crow imagery on this? Or raven, you said? Was a raven a crow? I'm sorry.
So she like the Raven Queen IRL.
Crow, I believe.
Yeah, I want some of that imagery on the ship, maybe in the trimming. We can work on that in the future.
Or on the, oh, what do you call it? The
masthead?
The, like, figure masthead? That they put. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would be so cool. But we'll have to do that. It's also always bothered me that the masthead is not on, like,
crow wings.
The mast, it's on the bow. You know?
We're assuming that this is just my ship now, which I guess kind of, but like also not
we
really.
We already renamed it.
I mean, it's like a dog, right? You picked the name. It's yours.
Yeah, that's true.
You're yeah.
Very young to be captaining a ship too. So where we last left off, Sinead was doing her captainly duties and a young boy about her age was a little bit worried about her arm, which has gotten pretty much in a state of decay at this point. He says he's only seen it once before, and then he just sort of closes his mouth. He hasn't even finished saying what his name was or where he's from, other than you can tell that he's obviously Castilian.
Sorry, what did you say your name was again?
He says, my name is Martin.
Martin. Nice to meet you.
Your arm. I'd be careful with that.
You said you'd seen this before.
He says, yes. It's only from those who come back from the dead.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay. He's like, yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah, good thing you're not dead, huh? Like, everyone knows
I'm alive, you know, I haven't been dead.
Yeah, you look so alive, too, you know that? You look very, very alive.
Well, thank you, I guess.
Maybe it's like a rash or something.
I'm sure, yeah, it's probably infected or something. I don't know. I'll get it checked out eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if we had a doctor on the ship, you should see him.
Do we have a doctor on? We don't? All right. When we get to shore, I'll figure something out.
We have a sailor who, like, seemed a little bit smarter than the rest of us, so we just said he was the doctor. He doesn't have any credentials. We just kind of designated one of us as a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll take my chances with that, but maybe. Thank you.
Yep. So, anyway, I'll be seeing you.
Make sure any more knots you do are on the left, not on the right.
He says, "Aye, sir!" And runs off and
God.
Ties like a bowline knot or something. I don't know, maybe like two half hitches. Throws in like a square knot in there too. You know, just like the whole range of knots.
The simplest of knots.
Yes. you know, also like an overhand knot and like a slip knot, just to make sure it all looks fancy for you. Like he's really showing off his knot skills. Mm.
Gotcha. I take note of that.
His shoelaces are a mess after all that, though.
Yeah. He was a Thea scout, where they learned all those knots. Oh, boy. So, after that particular interaction, the sailing has been relatively smooth. It's, the sea has not thrown anything too wicked at any of you all quite yet. It's just been day after day of sailing, going through the mundanity of life. However, one particular evening, you all awake to a howling, a sort of ooh.
So like a ghost, not like a werewolf.
Yeah, like a ghost kind of howling.
A sea wolf.
Gotcha. Or just a regular wolf, because regular wolves also howl.
In the middle of the ocean?
I don't know. Someone could stow someone or stow one somewhere on the ship. I don't know.
Now,
maybe there's a dog that we haven't met.
There could be a dog.
I'd like to meet a dog if there's a dog.
I would also like to meet a dog if there's a dog.
Arthur, how do you feel about meeting a potential dog?
I would be so shocked that there's a dog still on board. I mean, that dog survived more than like half the crew that died during that.
Well,
battle.
No one's gonna attack a dog.
You've seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's like,
were there dogs in the Pirates
there's
of the Caribbean?
There's one. It has the keys.
Oh, but he's in the prison. Yeah, he just kind of like he's not.
He survives though. He survives the town being pillaged.
Well, that's true. He's also, I think he's on the payroll for that prison as well.
Anyway,
he's in a pretty safe place, all things considered.
So you guys wake up to a howling, like a ghost. And Q in particular, as you wake up, Q finds that she is a little bit damp with seawater, as if a wave had come over her recently. A wave had come over them recently. The salt from the salt water is all around them, and in their lap is a large shell. It is gorgeous. It is an oyster that looks like it is shinier and just more radiant than an oyster should be naturally. And it is presented with a beautiful blue ribbon tied around it.
Hmm. I'd like to like, I don't know, kind of, it's not like an oyster, it's like a stylized oyster, right?
Yes. It's
okay,
not like
I was like, otherwise I'm going to need to take my dagger and, you know. Q's going to open it up.
Inside the oyster, there is a beautiful pearl, It is clear, and it's rather large for a pearl. And also inside is a little note that says, "Happy birthday, Q." Scrawled in the sort of squiggly handwriting at the bottom of the note, it says, "Love, comma, you know who." You get a hero point for the session. Despite, you know, not, like, earning it your quirk ways, it's just Q's birthday, so add an extra hero point.
Oh, yeah.
However, upon opening the oyster, you can hear a sort of music come from it. It sounds wistful and lonely and longing, but it's beautiful. There's a lot of emotion into it. And as you're listening to it, you can feel the comfort of the ocean and the sea as it fills you up and makes you feel as loved as you have ever felt loved before. But as it goes further, your black spot starts to grow just a little bit, and it tingles with pain.
Thank you.
You can definitely tell
the ocean.
The you don't hear anything back.
As I feel it in my heart.
Yeah, you absolutely, and you can definitely tell that the black spot growing was not an intention necessarily of the. Not intention necessarily of the oyster, but a consequence nonetheless. You can keep both the pearl and the oyster and the note. You can keep all of it. Nothing like dissolves into water this time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm keeping all of it.
Awesome. So Arthur and Sinead, you hear the ooh.
Okay, so yeah. Arthur is gonna like get out of bed and go to the top of the ship. He's gonna go to the deck.
You get up upon the deck, and it's pretty deserted outside the skeleton crew you guys use to keep it running while most people are sleeping.
I get up and walk out of the captain's quarters that I'm sure exists on this boat, and take a look-see around, see what's happening. And I probably see Arthur.
So you see Arthur. Waves. And also, I want to reiterate, by the way, that when I say skeleton crew, I mean like minimal amount of people used to run the ship. They're not skeletons. I just as long as we're clear.
And we're not doing Curse of the Black Pearl style.
No. Not yet. October's just around the
yeah,
corner.
Yeah, not yet.
Halloween special, dog.
Hell yeah. No, we're doing the vampire one shot for that.
I actually hate vampires, and I have voted that idea down several times. Anyway, as you
can... We know.
Luckily, this ain't a democracy.
Vampires terrify me. Anyway, as you guys are around on the ship, you're noticing that the creepy howling is coming from more the bowels of the ship than the top.
It's coming from the bowels of the ship? Okay. So, I guess Arthur is going to go up to Sinead and be like, "Do you hear the howling as well?"
Yes, I heard it. Do you think it's coming from the bowels more than the top?
Well, I don't see anything up here, so I guess we should search the inside of the ship. Does that sound like a human? Somebody injured and just screaming? It's kind of an odd time at night to be screaming in pain, but I guess, you know, happens.
Could be.
Is there a lantern nearby that we can grab?
I grab whatever is lighting the way, if there is anything.
There is a lantern hanging up. You can just grab that.
Cool. I grab it.
Alright, so you guys are heading down below deck. Do you guys want to go drop by Q and grab them, or you just want to keep going? And or Q, you can find them. You can sit this one out if you'd like and do something else, but...
No, I'm curious about the ghosts.
All right. As you make your way further down into the ship, you start to hear it become louder and louder, and it's loud enough to where nobody can possibly sleep through this if they can hear it.
So can we deduce then that the rest of the crew cannot hear the howling then?
Yes. You can. I'm not going to make anybody roll notice for that. You guys are smart enough to know. It is only you three who can possibly hear this right now.
Great.
As you go deep into the ship, you make it all the way down to the brig where Giuseppe was earlier. He's still recovering currently and probably won't be good till morning, so he's out of commission for this episode. But Q would recognize it as the place that Giuseppe almost drowned. You cannot see anybody, but this is where the wailing seems to be loudest.
Can I roll, like, notice or something to try to see, like, where the source is?
Absolutely. Would anyone else like to do anything else when we start this round?
I would also like to see if I would like to see if I notice anything weird around this area or the room, like the atmosphere or gotcha. Anything like that.
Arthur, you want to do anything?
Arthur is just going to notch an arrow onto his bow.
All right.
And just, like, stand at the ready and see if, like, I don't know, just in case anything, like, pops out or somebody starts, like, swinging a sword.
Okay. So both Q and Sinead, that's wits plus notice. Don't forget the extra die first time you've noticed. First with the most raises gets to go first. As far as raises go, there's a number of different little clues you can find to see what's going on. The more raises you get, the more I will tell you, in a sort of sliding scale. You can also bank them for later.
I got two raises.
I also got two raises.
Okay. Both of you roll d10s. Higher number wins.
I got a 3, 8.
Q finds a necklace on the ground in a cell. The door is open. It hasn't been used in a while. This necklace is not something you had noticed before. It looks like it's new there. It is made of gold. It has a simple crescent moon at its on it like a pendant. It looks rather relatively small, probably to be worn by someone either with a small neck or a child even. It looks to be not, like, hyper super expensive, but also it's not costume jewelry.
Does it look similar to the moon necklace that I have?
It does look a little similar.
Interesting. I will pick up the cursed necklace.
Alright, you... didn't say the cursed part yet, but...
It's cursed. There's no way this necklace isn't cursed.
So you pick up the cursed necklace, and your black spot hurts a little bit more and grows just a little bit more when it comes to contact with your skin.
That's probably not very good.
I think we should all have a conversation about what's been going on with our arms lately.
As you're saying that, Sinead is looking through what she can find as well. And Sinead has found the oddest thing. It looks to be a puddle of water in the ship. However, this is not just dripping around through the between the cracks in the wind beams. It looks to be almost like a bubble. It is formed together, and it seems to defy most laws of gravity.
So it's just floating in the middle of the room?
It's like on the... It's like almost like bouncing. Like it's on the floorboards and stuff, but it's not dripping through the cracks. Like it's just like a ball.
Okay. I touch it with my foot.
Okay. Your black arm goes
with
a little
my shoe
bit more.
With my shoe.
Oh, you got a shoe on. Okay.
Yes, I'm not walking barefoot around this fucking ship.
Right. For some reason, like, because it's night and you guys woke up and you had a lantern, I pictured you guys all in, like, cartoon pajamas.
With, like, a little nightcap and our nightgown, and it's, like, light blue and striped.
Yeah, it was the darn lantern. I guess that's where that came from. Nothing happens to you, although it, like, scoots away from you. Like, huh, what's that? Why am I being poked?
Is it, like, a weird color?
No, it's just water.
It's just water? Okay. Is the sound coming from it?
You can't hear it because the screaming necklace that Q has is so loud, like you can't even tell where it's emanating from.
Oh, so the wailing is coming from the necklace.
It appears to be so. It could also be coming from the water at a fainter tone, but it's kind of okay. Hard to tell.
Gotcha. I'm still trying to get this mental image. So it's not like, it's not smooth like a bubble. It's like, it's like a water sphere.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, like, you know the really bad live action Avatar The Last Airbender?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, Lord.
Why must you bring that up here?
Is it like the sphere of water in Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix that yeah. Dumbledore makes? Okay.
Does it just look like a giant translucent boba?
Yes. Both of those are okay. Both good images. Okay. I like the boba ones especially, actually.
Water, but in a ball.
Yes. I haven't had boba tea in so long. But anyway, yes, that's what it is.
Okay. I have my cutlass on me, so I'm gonna unsheath my cutlass and just kind of stick it and poke it.
It's
not very hard, very gently.
It splits apart.
Just the tip?
Yeah, just the tip.
I was trying to rush through the description fast enough to where you guys wouldn't get to make the joke.
you thought wrong.
It's too slow on the draw. It comes apart. And then goes and sucks back together again, seemingly a little annoyed.
Oh, okay. So it's got an attitude.
You stuck it with a sword upon meeting it. I mean,
gently, not enough to. And it's water. Jeez, is there?
We have to stop the screaming.
Is there any sort of like cup or container that I can try to scoop some of it with?
There's a bailing bucket.
Yeah, I'll get the bucket.
The casual ship bucket? Yeah,
the casual ship bucket. And in fact, it's written on it in, like, horribly misspelled, this casual ship bucket.
Every trope in this ship is labeled with with whatever trope it is. The soapbox, the casual ship bucket.
Yes. Yeah, you grab it. It's yours.
Okay, I'm gonna scoop just a little bit, like, just a little off the edge. I'm not trying to make this thing angry at me.
You scoop just try and take the edge off, and, it does, like, it goes into the bucket and then goes back into the sphere again. Like, it's all or nothing. This thing doesn't like to be, taken apart.
Well, that's unusual. That's all the ideas I got. I don't really know what else to do.
I say we throw the necklace overboard.
Well, that's not fun.
It's an option. It's a really short episode.
The constant screaming is also very annoying. Can we plead with it? With whatever screaming?
Okay. Hey, necklace, how do we help you calm down?
It's a necklace. Like, you can't, it doesn't say anything.
Maybe you try putting it on the water over here?
Yeah, put the necklace on the water.
It stops screaming. The sound is muffled. It sinks deep into the water and then starts to glow a, bright purple.
Well, I was right.
It starts to bubble a little bit, and it's that attitude that Sinead was talking about really starts to come out. And then all of a sudden you can start hearing some whispers coming from it.
I put my ear up to try to listen.
Same.
Two little prongs of water come out, and it smacks you both in the foreheads and says, "Hey, get away from me."
What? Did you just talk?
What? Yeah? Why wouldn't I be able to talk?
What are you?
What are you? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know what you are. it like grows into the prong really quick, and then like waves real quick. Like, you know, I'll tell you. it says, nice to meet all three of you, you know, it's I spent a long time in that necklace. Goodness gracious. I am a bubble of water.
Well, no shit.
Riveting.
Sinead, that's rude.
Riveting dialogue here Don't on Guild Fellows.
And?
He says, and what? What's the question?
So, you're just a bubble of water that can talk.
You're a bundle of, what, carbon and water that can talk? I mean, what's the problem here? You also don't know what the periodic table okay. is, so you have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, all of that went over my head. All that science-y bullshit. I don't know what that was. But, so there was a bubble of water in this room, and then your spirit was in the necklace. Why? How did you get there? What did you do to get put into a necklace?
He said, well, it's kind of a long story, but I got a little bit cursed. But, you know, it's fine now, because you guys are going to help me get my body back.
You weren't always... You were neither always in the necklace nor always a bubble of water. You were once a person.
Yes, person. Absolutely.
That sounds like bullshit.
The world's been trippy since we came back from the dead, right? It's just been one thing after another.
Did we bring a curse back with us?
What's the 7C version of an insight check?
That's another wits plus notice. I mean, it's...
I would also like to roll wits plus notice on just, like, this general dude.
Sinead, what would you like to do?
I'm just gonna stare at it.
Okay, so Sinead goes in to, like, stare at it. He's like, what you looking at?
I'm looking at something that I've never seen before, a talking necklace in a sphere of water. Can you even see me? Do you even have eyes?
So it morphs into a giant eyeball and blinks. He goes,
holy shit.
Anyway, that goes back into a sphere. So Q and Arthur, wits plus notice. Arthur, you haven't rolled your notice yet, so you get the bonus die. Highest one gets to go first.
Is he going to answer my question about whether he has eyes?
No, he just turned into... That was answering your question. He turned into an eyeball.
Okay.
Arthur got two raises.
As did Q.
Okay, so... Oh, wait a minute. That was both two. What am I thinking? Roll d10s again.
9. 8.
All right. Q goes first again. Q is really doing well today. So Q,
it's a birthday love.
You, true. Q, you kind of seem to notice that this ball of water is not telling the whole truth. You can kind of see the sweat on the eyebrow, as it were. Well, it's all.
How do I distinguish the sweat from the water?
It's all sweat, and it doesn't have eyebrows. But you know, you can tell that it's clearly withholding information from the tone of his voice. Arthur, you can notice that it seems to be pretty comfortable as a bubble of water, like it's been like this for a while.
Okay.
However, like a long time, like this isn't a new thing. Like he's been stuck like this for a very long time. However, you're also not entirely sure human was the best description by the way he answered it.
Just ancient, cursed puddle of water.
Yes. You run-of-the-mill stuff.
Amazing.
I'd like to ask the bubble of water. What's the deal with the necklace?
He says, well, it doesn't really matter. The important thing is that I get my body back. So you three are going to help me do it. Let's do it. Let's get going.
So since it doesn't matter if I just took the necklace and threw it overboard.
No, whoa. He like turns to his body of water. Like turns into a giant like hand, like a like like, stop before going back into her sphere. And he goes, let's not be hasty yet. Let's keep the necklace within this body of water, please.
So why on earth would we help you? What's in it for us?
He says, well, let's put it this way. And all of a sudden you can hear a very loud strike of lightning someplace along the ocean, and you can hear a little bit of rain dropping, and then it stops as quickly as it starts. He says, I will summon a hurricane and sink the ship if you do not help me. Deal?
Why are you able to do that?
He says, I don't think that's relevant. If you guys really want to know, we can talk about
it. Not relevant? How's it not relevant? How could you not help yourself relevant. With that power?
So he turns into a magnifying glass and is like, okay, detective, can... You know what? Okay. So, I'll give you what happened. So he turns back into his sphere of water and he says, I borrowed a necklace from someone and they got mad and put my soul in it. And then they turned my body into water and separated the two of them. The only act of mercy this person gave me was when the necklace sank to the bottom of the ocean. My body was spared instead of drowning, turned into seawater. And also, if a ship passed over the spot where the necklace would then reappear at the bottom of the ship. And you guys just sailed over it. So, yeah.
So that was you waking us up from our peaceful slumber and just wailing as loud as you can.
So the body of water turns into, like, a cartoon, like, Casper-style ghost and goes, ooh! It goes, pretty good, right? I mean, I thought it was funny. I thought it was great.
Can I slap the water?
Yeah. So you slap the water and it's just, you just slap it. It goes, oh, okay. All right.
So answer me this then. Why are we the only ones that can hear you?
So he says, well, that's the tricky thing. The place I borrowed the necklace from, well, you can only hear me and see me and interact with me if you've been there. You know, on the across the bar, as it were. You know, the other side of the horizon, you know, pushing up daisies.
I stick my hand out, my black arm out, and I say, do you know what this is then?
He says, absolutely, yes. You and I went to the same place, and what do you know, we both came back.
And now you're a pile of water.
Yeah.
So stick it in his face.
So, if a body of water could blush, like, this thing would blush. Like, oh my goodness. He seems a tad embarrassed at his current state. But he's like, yes, it seems to be that way.
Is that going to happen to us?
He goes, well, no. You see, when I died, I guess I didn't make my way back from the land of the dead. I think I was just sort of transformed. When I get my body back, I assume the same thing will happen to me as happening to you three, but, I'm guessing you three just sailed back somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I get my body back, I assume that I will also have to deal with that. That looks pretty nasty, I gotta tell you.
And you stole this necklace from Lady Arbol, yes?
Well, I borrowed it.
Without permission?
Permission, and didn't give it...
And no intention of giving it back?
And no intention of giving it back. Yes, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just staring at him.
He
with disdain.
So he turns into a gavel and like a pallet and like smacks himself onto like the gavel onto the thing, onto the block of wood and says, "Guilty. Okay, sorry, I'm sorry," and turns it back into the shape of water.
I love that.
I can't believe the genie from Aladdin is in our ship's brig.
I thought this was a little bit more original than that, okay? I thought it was...
No, I love it. I love it.
I'm making a joke. No, it's great.
God, forget how much you guys don't like
tropes. He reminds me
of... The bottom of the sea will give you such a crick in the neck.
He reminds me of Saul from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is one depressing show. As it happens, for sure. The body of water does deal math. Anyway, it's not true. It's not
okay.
Canon. Nobody make fan art of that. Nobody make fan art of that. Okay. So he's like, "All right, then. Is there anything else you want to do before we start on this? I've got different settings we can change. I can try and not be a sphere of water. Is there anything I should do to help you guys interact with me?"
Yeah, could you look more like an actual human being? That might be a good start. And not wail in the middle of the night would also be great.
Well, I don't think a body of water that's shaped like a human being is really going to pass. So, how about...
Why do they need to pass? Why don't we just be like, we have a water ghost now?
Or we could keep him in a canteen.
So what he does is he turns into a perfect facsimile of Arthur and goes, "All right, then. I don't want to be kept in the canteen. So I think I will look just like this."
Right. Okay. How about you don't look exactly like me, though? That could get confusing.
He goes, yes, good point. Good show. And he gives himself like a feathered hat.
I guess that'll have to do.
Right then.
That's where we're stopping. That's where we draw the line. The feather hat.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Arthur 1 and Arthur 2.
He goes,
"We're just doing this."
He goes, "What?" He goes,
Wait. Okay. Maybe you should be a bit shorter as well, and maybe change the jawline a tad, and maybe be a bit fatter than me.
So,
if that's possible.
So he goes, "Yes, Quart, I do seem to think I know what you're talking about. I'll try and do this really fast." And then he gets a little bit shorter, a lot fatter. He looks like he looks like the 7C version of Winston Churchill, I guess, because that's what he pictures short, fat Arthur to look like.
that's accurate, yeah.
Amazing.
He goes, "All right, then. Anything else I can do for you?"
Right, so, wait, why are we helping this guy and not just, like, sending the necklace back to where it came from?
Well, first of all, two things, actually. First of all, if you do that, you three will end up in the bottom of the ocean with all of your friends upstairs. Secondly, the name is not Arthur II, especially not... What's your last name, Mr. Arthur?
Windflagon.
Arthur Windflagon is not... Windflagon? That's Arthur Windflagon.
Do you have a problem with that?
Did your mum read storybooks? Is that where the... Never mind.
I can yank that necklace out of you and just walk overboard if you really want me to.
So, the necklace, which is on Winston Churchill's, actually looks like it's in, on his neck. It's within his body, but it's placed on Winston Churchill the way a necklace would be. He goes, anyway, my name is... Damon, thank you. Not
Damon.
Arthur. Excuse me, is that funny to you, Mr. Windflagon?
Did you say your name was Damon?
Because
that's what I heard.
Damon.
Damon. Damon. Got it.
I think we should work together now. Is that okay? Should we stop the small talk and get me my body back? Please.
I agree, Damon. Yes, we should work together.
Where? And then his... he starts to glow a bright, fiery red, and the internal room temperature gets to be, at least 130 degrees as his bubble boils, and then it goes back to normal. And he's just a sort of steaming Winston Churchill. And he says, sorry about that. Anyway, Damon, thank you very much, is the name, okay?
Right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't really like you, Damon.
At this point, I think we're just going to have to work together. You know, it's a short-term relationship. Yes, of course. You know, if you wanted to be friends afterwards, I'd be open to it. But frankly, I don't see that coming. Anyway, so first things first. Has anybody here seen any sort of thing glowing in the water?
You mean besides your necklace?
Yes, absolutely. You see, the individual which I had borrowed a necklace from didn't exactly give me instructions with which to find my body back. I was just told it would be possible. So, usually with magic, you can find something glowing, I had assumed.
Hey everyone, it's Rob, back doing the mid-roll. As always, I have a few announcements. Go follow us on our social media. You can find the links to our Twitter and Instagram and all that down below in the description. You can also find the links to join that on guildfellows.com, which is a centralized place which links to all our social media, our Discord, and stuff like that. It's a great way to see everything that we're doing and keeping in touch with us. Also, join our Discord if you feel so inclined. We have a lot of fun people in there, and there's great conversations. There's other creators and podcasters in there, so if you want to keep in touch with all of the cast and meet some new fun people, that'd be a great way to do it. Consider donating to our Patreon as well. We all do this podcast out of love. It's not our primary job, but if you want to support us, because we're all broke kids in our young 20s, then that would be great if you could do that. It's not mandatory, of course. It's only if you want to. So the link to that is also in the description. We also have a giveaway, which is ending this weekend. By the time this episode comes out, there'll only be a day or two left to go and join that, so you can enter in to win a set of really nice Sinead themed dice and a 7th Sea guidebook, and you can enter into those on our Twitter and Instagram. Also, shout out to Hannah McKinley. She's still streaming twitch.tv/HannahMcKinley. Go give her a follow. She streams some great stuff and it's really funny. And it's just another way where you can support the Guildfellows cast by going and watching her stream and giving her love and support. Also, this episode is quite, it was edited far and away from when we recorded this, but also it was Amelia's birthday when we recorded this. And so if you haven't already, tell her happy birthday and just, you know, send positivity her way because she deserves it. It's the birthday bubble, you know? Anyway, that's all the announcements for this week, and back to the episode.
Have I told you guys about Anchor? If you haven't heard about it, let me explain. It's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's a free app that you can find in your phone's app store. It gives you creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast straight from your phone or your computer. Let it be known that you don't need a professional setup to start a podcast. Anchor distributes your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and tons of other platforms. You can make money from your podcasts with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. We use Anchor for our podcast, and as the one who edits and posts our episodes, it honestly makes my job so much easier. I really and truly love it. If you're looking to start your own podcast, I highly recommend using Anchor to do so. You can download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Dear Lord.
Okay, so just to get this straight, your demands are that we help you find your body, which has been hidden by the Queen of the Dead somewhere in the ocean, and all we have to go on is that it's glowing. You're gonna have to do better than that, mate. We've got some important things to take care of. We've got a civil war, we've got a trade war, we've got a literal pirate war. We need to get some sleep, reprioritize, figure out how you can get your body back and get back to us. Because right now, that's nothing. We can't do much about that. We're barely alive ourselves, mate.
So he goes, "We're barely alive ourselves, mate." You know, sort of mocking a voice. He goes, "All right, all right. I'm terribly sorry. I will think harder on what I can do to help you help me, as it were. Does anybody here know a lot about sea legends, perhaps?"
So here's the thing. I think Sinead would, because she has a history on pirate ships, but I myself do not.
I think Q wouldn't know as much of, like, folk legends as much as what they might have studied relating to, like, the concept of, like, sea lore. Like, from an academic perspective, less of, like, a colloquial perspective.
All right. We are going to do is, if you guys would like to try and figure it out, we have a pretty interesting roll then. Sinead, if you can roll me wits plus sailing, we're going to use sailing in a way it's not normally used. Q, if you can roll wits plus scholarship, and then we can see what your characters can remember from this sort of magic. So Damon says, best think of it quickly, please. best think of it quickly, please. I can't mock Arthur's accent forever. I'm not actually from Avalon, is the thing, unless if you can tell.
Please do it as long as you need.
I'm full disclosure, like, doing a really over the top fake British accent. I can't hold it out forever. So
okay,
you guys are gonna have to help him out.
I got 3 raises.
And how about
I
you?
Got 2.
Okay, so Sinead's gonna go first on this one. So you remember 3 pieces of information. The first one you remember is that it's pretty common for the goddess of the ocean of the other side to grant mercy upon those she believes are worthy of redemption. You can also remember, secondly, that there is a specific ritual with which to reconcile somebody who has lost their body to the sea. And thirdly, the body of water or whatever else, maybe a fish or sea foam, whatever the person has been turned into, has to be fully redeemed. You remember this from your tales of listening to, sea shanties and songs and legends around the tavern and on ships, etc. This is just common sea talk. You always thought it was all fake because although magic is real in this world, that type of stuff seems to be more of like the something someone made up for a good story type of thing. And that is what you remember. Q, you remember from your very good education and scouring the books of your libraries as a child that there is, the ritual involved with this particular sort of magic, you need items from the ocean and also a personal item that originally belonged to the body of waters or sea foam or whatever it is, their person before they had died and been claimed by the sea. And the item you need from the ocean has to be something that you truly believe represents the person that died. And the personal item has to be something that they would remember and was important to them. Like, it can't be like a piece of their shoelace. It's got to be like a personal item. So do you share all this information with the bubble with Damon?
I'm going to say, I know a little bit of sea lore, as it were, but if it's all true, then probably not going to be very easy. Going to have a lot of, character development from yourself.
He says, character development? What constitutes character development?
You have to be redeemed and shown, prove yourself in order to be worthy of being transformed back into your original self.
What? Redeemed? I was perfectly good as I was, thank you very much.
So you're saying, I don't think you're a perfect icon of perfection and mercy, so if you might stay humble for a moment, maybe we can help you.
He goes, humble. Huh. Is that slang in your land, perhaps?
I see you're not very bright either.
He goes, I am literal water and salt. Anybody else have any bright ideas? Yes.
I mean, like, based on what I know about rituals, we'll probably need any personal item. Probably something from the ocean that, like, represents you, something that is kind of on the same frequency, you know, if we need to do, like, a magic ritual to make this work. But yeah, you also have to be less of an asshole.
Damon, at that remark, Damon sort of, shimmers a little bit, goes into all sorts of different forms. It looks like, almost as if, like, he's thinking. Then he turns back into Winston Churchill, a.k.a. short, fat Arthur Windflagon, and says, I suppose you have a point. I don't mean to be like this at all. I'm sorry. I really am. Okay, then. What do you think we should do? What's a first move together?
Well, where are you from?
He says... he said... sorry. He says... well then, I'm originally from Vodace, as it were. South Vodace.
Well, that's where we're headed.
Yes. Well, excellent then. You can't quite tell from looking at me, but I've actually got really defined Vodace features. I'm quite handsome. My body's probably completely decomposed, but you know, I'm sure it'll be back to normal eventually.
Why did we not think to just have you turn into what you normally look like as your normal self?
To be honest, I found the Arthur shape rather funny. I mean, you know, like, it's not every day you get to be this a water spirit.
You know, seeing a fatter Arthur, I'm pretty content with it as well.
I'd prefer it if you make fun of him instead of me from now on, Sinead.
I think there's room for both of you.
Arthur just looks, like, tired.
So he says... all right, then. Perhaps we can talk to the captain of this ship and ask him to steer us in the right direction. Where can I find the captain?
Yeah, Q kind of laughs a little bit.
Him? Him? Captain of the ship? No, I don't think so. You're already talking to the captain of the ship. What do you need, my sir?
So, Damon says, my apologies, then. I didn't know. And then he reaches out a hand to shake hands with Q and says, I didn't know. I was already talking to the captain. Nice to meet you.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't like to be directly in charge of things. I prefer to be right next to whoever's in charge. And I kind of nod my head towards Sinead.
Sinead is not amused at all.
He says, my goodness, you meant to nod towards Arthur, correct?
No.
And so...
Nope. Sinead's the captain. That means that this is her responsibility. I'm really proud of you, Sinead, for stepping up and leading the charge on this one. Have fun with Damon here. He seems like an excellent ghost water bubble. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Well, Arthur, before you go anywhere, it is the captain's job to designate duties to the crew, as it were.
Oh, bye, Sinead.
Damon, why don't you take a tour with our lovely Arthur around the ship so you can get used to it a little.
Walking out the door. He's like, the door is closed before Sinead finished that sentence. He's going back to his hammock.
So Damon says, wait a minute, back up just for a second, please. You're the captain. You're like,
yes, I'm the captain.
The captain's supposed to be 45 or so, not 5. I mean, and he turns into a ruler, like a yardstick, and that's like a foot taller than you. He's like, don't you have to be at least this tall to captain the ship? Can you see over the wheel? I just... What?
Maybe 200 years ago it would still be a man, but we're living in modern times, so I would suggest that you stop patronizing me and listen before I throw you overboard like we've threatened many times.
Okay, okay. I do want to say it's more from the fact that you're 4 years old and not because of your gender. But either way, I do apologize.
I'm sure I got more sailing experience than you have in your entire 70-year life,
you
I'm go, sure.
70 years, you say? I'm a wee bit older than that, but no worries. You know what? Let's not talk.
Once you get past 50, it's all the same to me.
You know that that's fair. Yeah. So he says, all right then. So the first thing that we need to do is see if we can complete this character development. How can we develop my character?
Maybe return something else that you stole?
He says, well, that would be the problem, wouldn't it? Everything that I have stolen is on my person, which is on the ocean's floor.
Or maybe apologize to the people you've stolen from?
Well, I'm not good at math, but I do believe I've been like this for approximately 200 years, and I believe they're all dead.
Well, you said you stole that necklace, yeah?
Yes, quite. Yes, I did. But borrowed.
So, seeing as that's probably the one thing that you own that you could make right, perhaps you should make that right.
Yes, but it has... It's rather important to me, you see. I kind of need the necklace for something.
Why? For what?
So he...
What could possibly be more important than getting your own body
so
back?
So he drops the fake Arthur Wenflagon accent. the over-the-top bad... I mean, he hasn't met a lot of Avalonian people. He's from Vodachi. Like, he's not even entirely sure how to imitate
them. I wrote in my notes that he's Damon Van Dyke because he sounds like the Cockney chimney sweep in Mary Poppins.
That is great. But he gets serious for a second, and he transforms into a very handsome Vodachi man instead of Winston Churchill. Like, he is gorgeous. Square jawline, nice cheekbones, like, he is incredibly handsome. And he says, well, it's my wife. I needed it to bring her back from the dead.
Well, I'm sure that's painful, but you can't really bring someone back from the dead if you don't have a body yourself.
He says, well, the thing is, she's dead. She's not dead. She's more of... She's stuck in the land between life and death, and I suppose I want to get her out of there, but I don't know, it'd be hard for me to get her out of there if I gave up the necklace, then I'd get her out of there, but I'd be stuck. I would actually die, and we wouldn't be able to be together.
Is the land between life and death, is that where we were? Or is that a separate thing?
You don't know. you have no idea.
Okay.
They didn't teach you this in private school, Montaigne.
Well, I mean, there's like, in sorcery, there's like the space between spaces, so I wasn't sure if that was a similar thing.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, I forget that you're also magical. It would be closer to the space between spaces than it would be the island that you guys were in.
Okay.
Not a fun place to be from your knowledge.
Right.
So he goes, I want us to be together again. And if I give this necklace back with my soul in it, then it would save her, but I would die and, you know, we couldn't be together then. She'd be a widow. Of course, it would get her out of that place.
So let's say we hypothetically are able to get your body and bring you back to life. What does bringing her back to life look like? How do you even go about that?
Well... I need an item from the Lady of Death, the Lily of the Ocean herself, and this necklace I took from her was great. We could get a different one, I suppose.
Right, but to clarify, you took this without her permission, so she probably doesn't want you to have that.
He's like, yes, that is accurate.
I just don't know if going through all this effort to, you know, break the laws of life and death against the wishes of whatever beings sort of keep track of that sort of thing is really, like, in my personal best interest.
He sighs deeply, and he says, you know, I suppose, I guess we're going to have to give my necklace back to the lady herself. There's no point in letting her suffer just because I want to have her for myself. Can you guys take me back to her? And that is where we're going to end the session.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.